Well, I stay in one, maybe in one bedroom, maybe a large bedroom, and well, there'd be a fireplace in that room. And well, maybe we'd call it a den now, but that's where we would get together.
Did you ever have a formal place for entertaining guests?
No.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
We had one room across the hall. We call it, what we call the front room. Now I think they call it living room. And
did the hall go vertically or
yes,
like this?
Yes, that's the right. That's the way. Right down the porch, right that way is the hall. And the bed and the other rooms was on each side.
And the front room was like right here?
Yes.
Did it have a fireplace?
Yes, usually they would be a chimney at the end of each end of the house. One for a bedroom and one for the front room. We usually have two chimneys, old houses, some of them have three, more than one.
Did you ever hang your stockings from the fireplace?
Yes, Christmas.
That's what I meant. For Christmas, I meant to say that. Did you leave Santa Claus on some good things to eat?
Well, some homemade tea cakes, homemade syrup candy, something like that.
Oh, syrup candy. Did you, I don't suppose down south, I don't know. Did you ever get syrup from the trees? You did?
We raised syrup cane, and they carried that to the mill around and cooked syrup, made syrup.
Oh, like how much would you carry at a time?
About a 2-horse wagon load, and let them grind that up. They have to grind it and get the juice out of it, and then cook it down thick and make syrup. And then when they got that out, so you go back with another load. Some have bigger patch, cane patch you have.
Is that the same thing as molasses?
Yes.
It is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And sugar cane. I remember my daddy used to raise sugar cane.
I didn't know that.
Maybe some call it ribbon cane. It's this purple-looking cane you find at the market.
Hmm.
But I think they mostly call it sugar cane.
I didn't know it grew in the South. So you had cotton and, like, syrup cane and sugar cane? And corn?
And potatoes, peanuts, watermelons. Oh, I could just go on and mention if you want me to go in the garden.
Yeah.
Beans. Peas, butter beans, cabbage, okra, potato, squash.
What kind of squash?
We always like the yellow crookneck squash. That's why we raised here last year.
Oh yeah, right out back?
Mm-hmm.
Bonnie told me you had a big garden.
Wish you could have seen our garden last year. And these big, huge watermelons.
Were they sweet?
Well, some were. Planted some different kinds, and some were better, sweeter than others. But they're sweeter than what they bring here from down in Florida, because they usually gather theirs before they get good and ripe, and we wait till ours gets ripe.
Mm. I love watermelon. Well, tell me about the kitchen, like, what was in it?
Big wood stove, what you put wood in and burn, and you...
Did you have a special name for the front of the stove?
Well, the oven. You'd open the oven from the front. And the eyes on top's where you would boil you.
Oh, was it like black?
I reckon you'd say. I think it was... The top of it was iron. And you take those iron eyes off if you want to and put your iron skillet or boiler right down next to the fire.
Wow. It's been a lot of work. Did you ever cook over the fire in the fireplace?
Well, I have not, but I've seen my mother cook like that. Maybe bake sweet potatoes, put them in a, what did we call it? Potato,